Today's business report starts with the effects of the federal budget. The president's budget proposal would eliminate or deeply slash more than 150 government programs, and that includes Amtrak, which would have its subsidies eliminated in the fiscal year that begins in October. NPR's Jack Speer reports that if the spending plan is approved, it could bankrupt the rail line.
This isn't the first time Amtrak has seen its budget threatened, but the administration's latest budget proposal represents a new level of seriousness in the debate over the future of the rail line. David Johnson is with the National Association of Railroad Passengers, a rail passenger advocacy group.
We feel it is both radical and irresponsible to eliminate all funding for Amtrak. Amtrak had a record ridership and revenue last year, and it seems like it's a very ill-conceived time to reverse this progress.
But while Amtrak has seen increases in its ridership, especially in the Northeast, the rail line continues to lose money. Since its creation in 1971, Amtrak has cost taxpayers around $29 billion. White House Budget Director Joshua Bolton says Amtrak was never meant to be a drain on the federal budget.
It was originally set up 30-some years ago to be a for-profit, self-sustaining corporate entity, not intended to run on federal government subsidies.
Joseph Voranich is a longtime Amtrak critic and the author of a new book called End of the Line. He says it no longer makes sense for the federal government to subsidize U.S. passenger rail service, especially long-haul trains.
The subsidy cost for a passenger on a long-distance train can be so high that it's actually cheaper to discontinue the train and give those Amtrak passengers discount airline tickets.
In a letter to the rail line's 22,000 employees, however, Amtrak President David Gunn called the Bush administration's budget proposal a surprising disappointment, and it would also probably be premature to count the rail line out. Amtrak has strong support from many on Capitol Hill. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.